Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
Listen, if it wasn't bad enough for me that the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, I have to deal with yet another heartbreak because multiple reports from around the NFL have Sean Payton returning to the league as a head coach for the Denver Broncos. Denver gets Sean Payton and the Saints 2024 third round draft pick in exchange for the Broncos 2023 first round pick and a 2024 second round pick.
Ooh,
now, reports have also said that the Houston Texans are hiring 49ers defensive coordinator DeMeco Ryans as their new head coach on, get this, a 6-year contract. So a lot to dive into, but first let's talk Sean Payton. I'm a little heartbroken. He was supposed to come to the Dallas Cowboys. That's clearly not happening. Just my luck. But Brandon, I'll start with you. What do you make of
Ryans? DeMeco Ryans.
You see, what go it's she came goes, first. Yeah, you came at him first, Ashley. What goes around comes around.
His name is DeMeco Ryans.
How did I come at him first?
You said
DeMeco. What did I say?
You said DeMeco Ryans.
His I put an accent on it. I apologize. Brandon, what do you make of Sean Payton to Denver?
Absolutely love it. Had an opportunity to FaceTime Russell Wilson earlier today, and he was super excited. You know, listen, this is a great move. What needs to happen moving forward, those two need to get in the office as soon as possible and cook up what this offense is going to look like. Now, Sean Payton worked with Drew Brees, shorty, not tall, Russell Wilson, similar stature, but different type of quarterback, right? I don't think the offense will be successful if Sean Payton tries to plug and play, right? I think they need to get in the lab, and he needs to really look at what Russell does well, his escapability, his big play playmaking ability, like all of those things they need to take advantage of. I don't think that's what the last regime did, but Sean Payton, who was smart, that was my last cup of tea. I really love Sean Payton, what he brings to the table, and I think this is great, not only for Russell Wilson, but the Denver Broncos, because we know what they have on the defensive side. But those two got to get aligned and got to align quick. You know, it's hard for Tom Brady and Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich to do what they did in year one. There's still a lot of work to be done, and the odds are still against them. So I'm excited about this. If I'm being honest, you know, when Russ was leaving Seattle, I really wanted Russ to look at the Seattle, the New Orleans Saints, and that didn't happen. This was a great situation that imploded quickly. So I'm looking forward to it, Ashley.
Hack, how do you feel about Sean Payton? I know you got love for the Dallas Cowboys just like I do. I was hoping that was going to be our new head coach, but you know, I'm stuck with good old Mike. That's a different convo. But how do you feel about Sean in the Mile High City?
I like it. First of all, I'm a Sean Payton fan. You know, he was in New Orleans when I was going through my suspension. I was out in New Orleans and Kenna working out. And I had a chance to go and meet with him, and as a person, spend a couple of days with him. Actually, went to the basketball game with him. I like him as a person, but I think this is a great fit for Russ. I think Russ needs somebody with his type of leadership that knows how he wanted to look, And he's Russ and Breeze is not too far apart, if you ask me.
Shady, do you think this is going to make a difference for Russell Wilson, who, listen, did not have an impressive debut with the Broncos, and the team definitely needs a lot of work now? I believe Bradley Chubb was given up in an effort to go ahead and make this possible as well, if I read that correctly. So what do you think this does for Russell Wilson?
I love the move. I think, you know, it's only a certain amount of, like, expert offensive of gurus, and Sean Payton's one of them. I think his resume speaks for itself. You add in Russell Wilson, who's been an excellent player. Now this year he didn't play pretty well, but overall he's been lights out. I mean, what, out of 10 years, with Seattle, he's took him to the playoffs 8 out of them 10 years, you know, which is hard to do. And then, like, even with Sean Payton, like, one thing I love about him is, same with Andy Reid, they find ways to get their quarterbacks playing at a high level. Like, we could just take it back for a second. Like, when Jameis Winston was starting, he was, like, 5-2, right? Coming off a season where he threw 30 picks. Taysom Hill, who's a quarterback from BYU that couldn't really throw the ball, he found ways to win with him, right? The year that we won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, they beat us twice in the regular season. When Drew Brees' arm wasn't the same, he couldn't throw over 40, 50 yards like he used to. So Sean Payton finds ways to win these games, man, and gets the best out of their quarterbacks. Even, like, when he got there, the year before he got there, they were, like, 3-13. They weren't a good team. Next year, they're in the playoffs. So I think it's a great fit. And the best part about it I love is, for one, they're showing – for two things. But one is they're putting all their chips on the table for Russell Wilson. Like, to get Sean Payton, you had to give up picks. People don't realize that. You had to give up picks to get him as a head coach to the Saints. That's one thing, right? I think it was, like, 2 second rounds in the first, and third. Yeah, okay. That they gave the third back. Yeah. And then the second part about that is, you think you give a quarterback $200 million, right? Or one point, or one, was it, what is it, 160? Something like that. Anyway, $200 million a contract for a quarterback, and you get Russell Wilson. You think he's not gonna have no input on a new coach coming in? Yeah, he probably wanted Sean Payton. And the new management, because it's new management, they put it together. Now there's no more excuses. We gave you your money. We need the results. They get Sean Payton. I think it's a great mixture. I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Right. Mm.
It is interesting, though. Some people are saying that Sean Payton should have waited another season to, or another year rather, for the potential of what a lot of people thought was going to be his next head coaching job, which was the Dallas Cowboys. You know, that is an extremely talented, listen, I know Shady will have his, you know, opinions about Dak Prescott, but I think it's hard to ignore that that's a really talented football team. For all of their shortcomings and, you know, for all of the things that they haven't had done, you can't ignore the fact that on paper, roster-wise, there's a lot of talent on that team that Sean Payton probably could have gone ahead and elevated to the next level. Was it a mistake not waiting for the potential of that job? And when I say potential, a lot of people think he already had it in the bag if he wanted it, to go to Denver that, if we're going to be honest, needs a little bit more work. That team is not as ready to go as a lot of people, myself included, anticipated when Russell Wilson headed to Denver. You thought it was going to be an immediate playoff contender, an immediate Super Bowl contender, and that's just not the case.
So hold on. So what I'm hearing you say is that Sean Payton should have waited for Dallas. Is that what?
No, what I'm saying is that's a question that has been thrown out there. You know, should he have waited another year to see if that Cowboys job, and when I say to see, a lot of people think him and Jerry have already been communicating.
So then that means if he waited another year, that would have been year number 6, right? This conversation's been happening for almost 6 years. Sean Payton to the Dallas Cowboys, and Ashley, you know this better than all of us, right? Like, everybody every year talks about Sean Payton. Is this the year that he's going to go to the Dallas Cowboys? For some reason, it's just not getting done. It makes a lot of sense because of his relationship with not only the organization, but his family lives there. His son, his wife, his ex-wife and kids, they live there. So it makes a lot of sense, but they're not getting done. And it's a true story. It's so wild. I thought it was going to happen last year. I walk into the Bel Air Hotel last year when the Super Bowl was in L.A., And in one booth, there was Jerry Jones and his crew, and then there was Sean Payton sitting in his booth. And I was like, holy shit, coach, is this the year it gets done? It didn't get done, right? McCarthy, for some reason, is their guy. But actually, I love the Denver Broncos. Now, the big question mark is Russell Wilson. But the defense, we know what the defense is.
Defense top five. The defense
top five. Deal. And then, Pack, also the offense. Let's look at the offense. They were banged up front before the season even started. So not only just Russ, it didn't only put Russ in a bad spot, it put Hackett in a bad spot, the whole organization, the whole team. Like, you got to protect your quarterback, right? The running back goes down before the season even starts. But you got Jerry Jeudy on the other side, and you got Courtland on the other side. This team is ready to win now, and Ashley, you said it. Right? Like, everybody thought that you plug in Russell Wilson, now they would potentially be a contender. That didn't happen. So, Pack, I like this. The only thing for me, Pack, is Sean Payton, Russell Wilson locking themselves in a war room and working on the offense together, because he's not Drew Brees. He is not Drew Brees. He's Russell Wilson.
It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter with Sean, because Sean have made everybody look good. No, like, Shady just said, shit, you can go and pick a quarterback down there with the guys that he done made look good. Prime example. I'm just saying, B, they winning. He found out some kind of way to make them win. They might not have 300 yards passing, but he found out a way to win. If he can do it with seven, I can't think of it off the top of my head. Now,
Teddy Bridgewater? Oh, no. Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Taysom. If he can do it with him, shit. I'm eager to see what he can do with Russ. And this is what Russ got to realize. That defense over there is so good. All you got to do is protect the ball, bro. I think if you can just protect the ball and not turn over the ball, a lot of them games would have been a lot closer.
I would say this, Ashley. Russell Wilson makes Sean Payton the Super Bowl coach that he's supposed to be.
Wait, hold on.
Yep. I knew it was going to get spicy, Shady. Let me finish.
No, I was going to say it again. I didn't hear it. It sounded real.
Russell Wilson will make Sean Payton the Super Bowl coach he's supposed to be. He won one.
Yeah, he did.
With that defense over the last 6 years, the last 5-6 years of he and Drew Brees run, with Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, and Alvin Kamara, they would get into the play. They would go on these amazing runs. Finish the season with 12 wins, get into the playoffs, and be bounced in the first round. How? How do you do that? Let me tell you why. Because predictability. They've always been predictable. 50% of their offense went through two people. Their ex-wide receiver, Michael Thomas, and Alvin Kamara. Drew Brees, limited. Drew Brees couldn't can't throw the ball past 40 yards, right? Now you have Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, you got the pieces that you need, and his playmaking ability, if he's not cooked, right? Because that's still a question. He's cooked. Russell Wilson, if he's not cooked, he can make the big plays. He can do things off schedule. Sean Payton brings that leadership and that routine that he does every single day. Those two together, they're both Super Bowl champions again. Russell Wilson won one, been to two. I think Sean Payton won one. He been to two, or is it one?
I think he went to two.
He went to two. There's no reason when you think about Russell Wilson and you think about Sean Payton, you would think that they would have more Super Bowl rings, Shady.
Yeah, but so I guess you're saying that with the help of Russ, he gets a Super Bowl. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying Russell Wilson makes Sean Payton better. Because a lot of people right now are saying the opposite.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think Sean Payton makes Russ better?
Yes.
I think it's
more
of that.
That's what
around.
I'm saying. No, that's why I said it that way.
We just watched what he looked like without.
But then we also saw what Sean Payton looked like. Let's not forget about the last couple years when he was in New Orleans.
Well, let's talk about that. What about
Let's go. Great. Awesome. Regular season. Then they get to the first round. They get bounced.
This is my thing with you, though. You can't talk to me about a team that only won four to five games this year, comparing them to a team that's actually getting to the playoffs. You can't even compare it. The worst we've ever seen Sean Payton coach and his teams never looked nothing like what we've seen when Russell Wilson did this year. Do you agree with that? I mean, you have to.
I agree.
So that's one part. So I only want to get into that game because I like Russ. I think Russ had a bad year. That happens.
Right.
I rarely have bad years, but it happens.
Have you ever had a bad
year? I mean, like a couple games. But the real thing is this. You put Sean with Russ, I think they could make something happen. You know what I'm saying? And I really believe that Sean is more the answer. Like, he's won. He's had games with Bridgewater was undefeated when
they went 6-0.
Come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about. So,
but let me ask you this, though.
He can win you games. Sean, I get that. He's in that class. I think Andy Reid is obviously better. He's in that class, though. Can find a way to get the best out of all his players. Every coach can't do that.
So I hate that. I hate to use your own takes against you, brother.
You can't.
Yeah, I can, because
I
you said
–
what did you say about Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers is what, Shady McCoy?
He didn't have a good year this year.
No, what is Aaron Rodgers? What have you been saying over the last 2 months? Aaron Rodgers is – or the last month. Aaron Rodgers is the what? The best regular season quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
Okay, and that's what Sean Payton is. He's the best – and I hate this because I love Coach. Them two together, they get it done in the postseason. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Sean Payton – yes, 11-win seasons, a pack, 12-win seasons. But then they get in the first round and you lose.
Yo, I've seen him change regular running backs, regular wide receivers, into real players in his system. I won't even get into the names because I'm cool with some of these dudes.
So has Aaron Rodgers.
Like who?
What do you mean who?
Because soon his main receiver leave, you see what he looked like. And you see when Patrick Mahomes, when his main receiver leave, what he looked like. What are we talking about?
What I'm saying is,
yeah, say it, because we need to hear what you're talking about.
What I'm saying is, you are contradicting yourself because you're trying to talk about the regular season when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, but then when we talk about Sean Payton, right? Like, you're not approaching it the same. The rules change there. That's all I'm saying. And basically, what I'm getting to is them two together. They're contenders.
Well, I agree with
they're
that.
They're contenders.
I agree with that too.
They're contenders. Pat,
do you agree with this dude?
I don't agree with that one of you guys. I think that to even be talking about the postseason, you have to win the regular season. So
thank you. He ain't never been. See, the problem is, Pac-Man, he ain't never been in no postseason.
You don't know what I've been.
Hey, look.
You don't know what I've been.
The problem is, Pac, he can't even talk about no postseason. He don't even know what that shit even look like.
Yeah, you got to get to the dance. Like, as long as you can get to the dance, you don't know what's going to happen.
Ashley, your boy, Brandon Marshall here. He's never got an extra check. That means extra check as in playoffs.
Oh, so my God. Moving on.
Ashley, no. He don't know my record. He don't know. Google it.
It ain't a playoff.
I'm going to let y'all box that out at break. Before we get to break, let's go ahead and move on to another announcement. Let me make sure I get this right before Shady tries to come for me again. D'Amico, is that better? Did I get that right?
There you go.
There's a guy that works.
Okay, let's go talk about D'Amico Ryans and his new position, a 6-year deal. That's a nice little job security right there. How do you guys feel about that?
Bullshit. I want to see the numbers in the contract.
No, real talk.
I just want to see the numbers in the contract. Hey, if it's real, Shady, I'm good. If it's real, I'm loving it.
Let me tell you why it's real, though. So, first of all, he was a hot commodity. Like, he was like one of the main – him and Sean Payton was the main coaches that people wanted. The problem was when he went to the Texans, he wanted that job just because he played there. He was a dog there. He's like, listen, man, y'all hired black coaches, and I respect that. But the last two black coaches y'all had, y'all fired them in the same year, after 1 year. So
that's true.
Why should I want to take y'all serious? So well, to make him comfortable, becomes, what they did
on
was
that,
they,
he becomes the fifth Texans head coach since the start of 2020, Shady. So that speaks to your point. Five head coaches since the year 2020.
But I'm just saying for more of like security, right? Give me this 6-year deal since y'all wanna cut coaches after 1 year. I need 6 years. I need at least three to get my team back up. I mean, it is the Texans. They are bad, right? So I like that move, and I do think that as an organization, you don't want to be paying a dude for 6 years, and then you cut him after, 3 years? You still got to pay that tap, and you got to pay a new head coach? They ain't trying to do that. So I like what he did. Security.
Well, for people who aren't aware, Ryan spent the last two seasons as the 49ers defensive coordinator, and the 49ers allowed the fewest points in the league during the 2022 season. He also previously was the inside linebackers coach for the Niners, and he moved into coaching after a 10-year playing career. So, I mean, this is nice to see, you know, going ahead and putting aside what's in his deal and what the fine print is and things like that. Seeing how we have seen this year some head coaching positions go to people who may or may not have the experience to go ahead and be a head coach, it is nice to see that somebody who not only was a player for a decade, but has been a coordinator, has been a coach, has been within an organization for a certain amount of time, is now getting a head coaching opportunity. And it just so happens that the cherry on top is that he is a minority head coach as being Black. So, I mean, Brandon, does that make you feel better, you know, about, or is it a step in the right direction in kind of bridging that drastic gap between the coaches in the NFL, head coaches in the NFL?
No, and we're talking about D'Amico, right?
Yes.
Remember, he had a lawsuit against his team. I'm just a firm believer in, and this is what gets me in a lot of trouble, just stand on what you believe in. Like, whatever you say, stand on it by any means necessary, right? And you know, D'Amico, right, like, when you say the organization is bad, like, how do you go back to that organization? Like, I just don't respect that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait, what?
D'Amico.
Yeah.
Right, like, basically – I think there was a lawsuit against the Houston Texans.
Okay.
Right? And so you have this beef with the organization. He was in that era, Pac, Ashley, Shady, where you had the big left tackle, Dwayne Brown, who was traded, right, because the owner said, y'all not kneeling, y'all not selling. First, go way back.
New ownership, right?
No. It's the Texans.
I know. I thought ain't the son kind of running stuff now?
It does. It's his tech. What are you? It's the same ownership.
No. What you mean?
It's all the same blood. If your son take over, he's still shady.
My son thinks different than I think.
That's okay, but they still ownership, bro. What are you talking about?
I don't buy that.
You got, man, kids. It's the same ownership. Man, kids, they ain't sell the team. They ain't sell the team, Shady.
But my son is going to run things different than I run things.
Nah, bro. It's still the same, Shady. Come on, man. This is big business, bro. This is a $16 billion industry.
This is what I'm going to say, because I don't agree with that, right? I believe in forgiveness, right? You know what I'm saying? I believe everybody deserves a second chance. You can't put something on from his dad on his son. And how you know that D'Amico Ryans can't change things around? If something was bad, that's like Philadelphia Eagles. I'm all telling Russia there, right? If I had an issue.
Tell us again what you are.
if I had issues there, right, and have the chance to change it, why wouldn't I?
Hold on, can we say this before we move on? And can our producers, and Pac, you can jump in here. He act like it was so hard to be the all-time leading rusher of the Eagles. Like, who are you going against? Like, man, come on. That's easy.
He's saying
easy
that, right?
Work.
I did
easy
that in only
work.
6 years. And
easy work. Not crazy work. Thank you, Ashley.
The Eagles been around for years.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Listen, we're going to dive into some conference championships because we are less than 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl in Arizona, and the I Am Athlete squad is going to be out there rocking and rolling and shooting all types of cool content. So we'll keep you posted on our whereabouts as we get closer to the big game. But we got to dive into the two teams that are going to be there and the games that got them there. So let's start on the NFC side. We had the 49ers and Shea's Philadelphia Eagles. And listen, the 49ers, just the game seemed like it was over in the first quarter. I know that Brock Purdy and the guys kind of made it interesting, but that game was a wash. Shady, I'm going to go ahead and let you, you know, talk your talk because it is Tuesday, and I know you got a lot to say about that game. So the floor is yours, unfortunately.
Well, thank you, Ashley. You know, today I had the honor to I was FaceTiming Howie Roseman. He's the Philadelphia Eagles GM.
Name drop.
Did he get executive of the year? I think he did.
Name drop.
These are my friends. I can't name drop my friends.
My friends.
And then also Nick Sirianni, the head coach. We were all FaceTiming, having a great time, just talking about the success they had this year, going into the Super Bowl when nobody gave us a chance. Everybody had the Cowboys pick to win the NFC.
Is that accurate? That is not accurate.
That is not accurate.
You were definitely one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. Stop
not,
it.
In the beginning of the year?
No, it wasn't. Yes, I was the only one that said it.
Yes,
you're lying. I picked it.
You knew no, I was the only one.
You did not pick
it. Man, be quiet, what? Brandon. You did not pick the Eagles.
I picked the Eagles.
I bet you $1,000, Brandon Marshall, that I picked the Bengals and the Eagles, and Shady picked Eagles, Buffalo,
he's right.
I think.
What week? Bro, week one.
Week one, that's who I picked.
I'm not even referring to you guys' individual picks. Vegas definitely had them as one of the top three teams to get out of the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
Eagles was high because all the offseason moves they did.
Yeah,
they were definitely one of the favorites to go. So okay,
Let me talk about my Eagles. Thanks, Ash. So the biggest thing is this, man. Nobody believed in this little place in Philadelphia. We all stuck together. Jalen Hurts had a bad year. Bad playoff game last year against the Bucks. Everybody wanted to ride that wave. Oh, this snap shows you his dedication, determination, how hard he worked and grind to get where he's at right now. Now he was an MVP candidate, and he comes off all pro second team. Now we in the Super Bowl. Look at that defense, that offense, the draft picks. Howie Rosen did his thing. Nick Sirianni did his thing. Listen, I'm just happy to be here. And I feel bad for you, Pac-Man, because we had a lot right on this game. If your guys would have handled their part of the bargain, it would have been the Bengals against the Eagles. We could have put a $10,000 bet on it. You guys didn't. Brandon.
You're right.
Dolphins did well.
Why are you saying Dolphins? The Jets.
Bears,
the Jets.
All right. All the teams you played for, none of them reached the level that us and the Bengals did. So I'll just say this, Ash, and I'm done with it. I think the Eagles, not only do they deserve to be here, but I think that this is a Super Bowl winning team, right? Anything can happen. You do got Patrick Mahomes, got Andy Reid. But us to be at this level where people doubt us in week one and training camp, Super Bowl champs on the way. Holla at your boy.
Brandon, I want to ask you, because there's been critique of the Eagles and their path to the Super Bowl. They said you had to play a Giants team that wasn't nearly as talented as this Eagles team. Then you played a beat-up 49ers team with Brock Purdy going down and they having to rely on their fourth-string quarterback. So there has been critique within the sports world of if the path that the Eagles had to go through to get to the Eagles is a true test of what this team can actually be when tested. You know, it's kind of the same critique that they used against the Lakers in the bubble, how they had to go through a bunch of injury-ridden or just half – or not even a fraction as talented teams to get to the finals and they ultimately won.
What is your take on that? Do you feel that this Eagles team is truly battle tested to go in and face the Chiefs in the big game?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before.
Is Shady making you say that? Blink twice if you need help.
No.
Okay.
Like before Pac-Man and Shady cut me off and tried to take over the conversation, what I was saying was I was the first one in America or in the world to say the Philadelphia Eagles, if they stay healthy, they'll be in the Super Bowl. Oh, so I don't know when Pac-Man Jones said that, when he picked them, when Shady picked them. But I was the first. It's on my Instagram. I got receipts. It don't lie. And here's why everything you said doesn't matter as far as like all the chatter and all of the noise outside of the Philadelphia Eagles organization. There really isn't a weakness. Their only weakness was their run defense. But when you think about how this team is set up up front, they want to get after the quarterback. Those guys, you can say defensive linemen are almost like wide receivers, little have diva tendencies, right? But when it really comes down to it and they got to strap up and they got to stop the run, they do that. And they did that the second half of the season, and of course they've done that through the playoffs, right? So when you think about that, their weakness existed the first half of the season, and now they really don't have one. Secondary is solid. They're really good. Special teams is really good. Their coaching is sophisticated. And then on the offensive side, I just hope people get this. And I feel like this, when I talk about this, it goes over a lot of the fucking coaches' heads. When you have dogs up front, you have a running back, and you have two wide receivers, make it about the players and not the plays. And that's what they did in Philly. So if you want to stack the box, it's simple. It's a numbers game. I got two wide receivers out there that can beat you on just simple stuff. Just a slant, just a hitch, a nine-yard stop route, a go, a back shoulder. Just throw the ball there. Don't make it into all these whirly-twirly type of routes. And let me try to get cute with all the formations and all the motions. Don't do that. And then when you stop the pass by going playing coverage, now you have seven-man box. What do? You run the ball, and you got a quarterback that can run. So they really have no weakness, Ashley, and it don't matter who they play, whoever you put in front of them, they was going to dominate. This team is really good, and they have the energy of the city. Their coach is phenomenal when you look at how he approaches work every single day. This is their year.
So you have the Eagles beating the Chiefs?
Yeah, just like I was the first one in America to do that, say that, you know, way back, beginning of the season. So it hasn't changed for me. And Shady, I seen you in my comments. I seen you when I posted it. I seen you thinking, he over here smiling. He gonna say, oh, but you picked the Baltimore Ravens. You said the Baltimore Ravens was the best. I didn't say that, Shady.
Yes.
No, I did not. I said they will be. I said they will be.
All right,
be.
Can
the
I give my input?
Go.
Thank you, Pac-Man.
What do you make of this Philadelphia Eagles team, and what did you make of that game? Had Brock Purdy been even 80%, you know, he obviously was banged up a little bit. That whole offense was banged up a little bit, having to face the Cowboys defense the week or just a week prior. Do you think that the game would have been a lot closer?
I don't think the game would have been a lot closer. I think, you know, early on the Eagles were dealing with injuries, but they're healthy right now, like from the front to the back. And I said when they got Big Boy from Miami, what the hell is his name?
Dominic Sue.
Yeah, when they got Sue, that changed the attitude of the whole freaking offensive line. I don't care what nobody say. I've watched Sue my whole career. He's one of those guys that remind me, like, he played with an attitude everywhere he go. So I just think the front line and what they got in the back end, I don't think this is the game. I think Shane, this is the offensive coordinator, Shane, last year there. I think he'll get the coach job. I don't know. This is the year to win it, Shady. If y'all don't win it this year, I don't know.
Can I ask a question, Pac, without you getting mad at me?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Sue plays offensive line.
He played defense. I'm talking about.
You said it made Miami, fool.
Changed the whole morale of the defensive line. I was just talking about the defensive line,
Shady,
bro.
Shady.
And then I said the offensive coordinator. I might. Did I? If I said it wrong, I meant to say defensive line.
Shady, what did he say, Shady?
You know what I know. What he played.
Shady, what is your beef today? Like, damn.
Come on.
What did Shady do? What do I do now, man? What I do?
Why are you coming at everyone's neck today?
Shady didn't even say nothing.
Yo, come on, dude.
Oh, this got to be a conspiracy right here.
My bad, Shady. I could have sworn you were like, okay, you and Brandon's voices are starting to merge. I apologize. Brandon, yeah,
you know, when you from
Harrisburg. Maybe you should turn on your camera.
He went to Pitt, so he kind of adopted our little, you know, how we talk, a little slang.
I don't talk like you.
Ashley, turn on your camera.
You're trying to act like you're from Pittsburgh. Listen, I'm not running the system here. I'm not running the ship. I'm just sitting here. So.
Brandon not going to make her turn the camera on. But if us, if we had to turn it on.
First lady. No, it's not.
I can't see you. And I can see y'all.
We can't see.
Okay, well, you guys are not.
We can't see Ashley. Team, SiriusXM team, we can't see Ashley. First lady. And you're right, Shady. Like, what do you want? Like, it's Ashley. She gets special privileges like she's
she
me.
Can't.
She's not me.
Oh my God. Okay. Listen, Shady, there's only one, Shady.
How about this? How about this? How about all four of us got fucking egos? How about that? Let's talk about it right now. Shady, you come with challenges.
Shady,
I come with challenges. Pac-Man come with challenges. Ashley, you come with challenges.
Different challenges though.
Yeah, we all got different challenges. 100%. 100%.
So my, I guess I'm not challenged. I'm gonna say baggage.
Well, first of all, you guys have the talent.
No, Pac, please, Pac.
No, bro.
Pac.
I am the most chill, calm, and I might have my day every now and then, but I'm the most cool out of all of y'all.
He gets real mad real fast. Well, we don't take it that serious. But hold on, your baggage is different from my baggage. Your baggage is like. You want to be right at everything and like, I want to be the boss.
Right.
And mine's more like, I've just been a superstar my whole life since I've been like 5 years old. So it's more like the privilege type of thing. You know what I mean?
Your privilege.
I'm glad he
knows that he's privileged.
Shady, yeah, I mean, like, you didn't become a superstar to your second contract.
Ooh.
That's facts.
Nobody know who you were. I didn't know who Shady McCoy was in high school when I was.
Did I?
I never heard about you until you went to the Eagles.
Okay, you're like 6 years older than me. You're older than I am.
How old are you? I'm 38, 39. How old are you?
I'm 34. You're older than I am.
I played up to 2018. Hold on. I played up to 2018. When was your last year?
2020. The Bucks last year. The championship year. But hold on, real quick. So let me just address that. So you're older than me, for one. For two, I always was All-American in high school. Right, you chose to go to West Virginia. I had to go to Pitt because I broke my ankle. Reggie Bush told you when we had the little thing with Reggie Bush on the podcast.
He did say that. He did.
He was my host. So Pete Carroll came to Harrisburg to see me. Reggie Bush was the biggest he's ever been. Was my host.
I went to Miami to the U. Sean Taylor was my host. What's the difference, bro?
I went to Florida. Channing Crowder was my host.
Whoa.
But look,
you were saying that you didn't hear nothing about me, but I mean, I heard of you because you went first round. I mean, I didn't take that long. I got out of there. I didn't do you did 4-3. No.
I'm saying I know about you, but you keep saying that you was the only superstar on here.
You ain't the only superstar on the show, Shady. You might become a football superstar.
Time out. I never said I was the only one. I just said I'm good in everything. I'm overly attractive. I did great in football. Did good in my life. That's all I'm saying. I can't make this up.
I'm just asking.
Hey, this is what I would say, though, because.
I would like to know who told you were overly attractive. Who told you that?
I mean.
It's one thing to say. They know my words. Hold on.
Cause that man got crazy work. So that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother conversation that we got to have off of the air right there.
Is this the first time all four of us been on together?
Yeah.
This shit can't continue.
We gotta get these roles right. These roles ain't right right now.
But hold on. But I do want to say this. I do agree with Pac. Before we move on, I feel like everybody need to disclose the baggage that they bring to this show. Okay.
Can you go first?
No, you just went. You already went first.
Before
I say this, I want to agree with Pac-Man. Pac-Man, you're right. Pac-Man, Shady didn't become a superstar until the snow game. So you're right. And what year was that, Pac? What year was that, Shady?
Bro, that's not true, man.
That is true. You were good. You were a really good player, but you wasn't a superstar till the snow game. You weren't somebody that we went into meetings like, yo, we got a 25. Let's make sure we take him out the game.
Yo, what was your first All-Pro year?
Year three or four.
I don't know. You asked me.
I don't know. I mean, I had so many of them. I don't know. Like, what you want from me?
Hey, look, man. If y'all want to say that I want to start when I first got in the league.
When was your first All-Pro? When was your first All-Pro?
My third year.
Okay, that's okay. Was that the snow year? The snow game?
That was 6 years. That was my 6th year.
Okay, that's when we all knew you, though. Okay. You had some good numbers and crazy work year three. All right, so we going baggage. Go ahead, Pac.
My baggage is, like, I don't like the bullshit. Like, when you want to make T-shirts and shit, when Shady want to DM me 100 times on one play, the man DM me 600 DMs when I got double move against
Odell Beckham Jr.
With the Michael Jackson Thriller. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But I took it like a champ. I could have blocked his ass. I ain't block him.
Oh, you going to block him, boy?
And no, I'm joking, bro. Dang. And then Brandon thinks everything is a viral fucking moment. He thinks, like, but he, only problem with you be, you don't do it when it's on you.
Don't listen. Ooh. That ain't no. Hold on. Time out. You talk That's about your true. Own baggage.
That is true.
You're not supposed to.
You get
don't talk about my baggage.
He gets sensitive.
You. All right. Sensitive. Let me talk about. I'm gonna give. Since Shady gave you one, I give Shady one too.
Okay.
Shady. Sometimes is I got. It's no I in team. They spell team T E A M. I know that it's a I in win, Shady, and I know you like to win, but the team part, I think.
Preach to him.
I mean, but there's no real team without guys like Curry, like LeBron, like Kobe, Jordan.
Well, now it's the team then.
So if this is the dream team, if we're the dream team, who are you? Who's Ashley? Who's Pac?
All right, I mean, I'm like MJ Kobe, though. I'm like that. I'm like Iverson type.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.